This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I said emerging markets were one slice of the economic news today. The trade deficit was the other. From the Commerce Department this morning came news that the trade gap, remember that's the difference between what we sell overseas and what we buy and import back here, hit a five-month high in July. That is the exact opposite of what President Trump wants. Trade deficits are his favorite economic bugaboo, even though they are not necessarily bad in and of themselves. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains, the president and the Congress are not doing themselves any favors in that regard.
The government is borrowing more money to pay for its tax cuts. That is making the trade deficit worse.
This is one of the great ironies of fiscal and monetary policy in general.
Robert Martin is an economist at UBS. Here's how that works. If the tax cuts are stimulating the economy, people are going to buy more stuff. And some of that stuff, televisions and cars and iPhones, is going to come from other countries. Not only that, but hungry American consumers will buy up goods that American companies would have otherwise exported.
Rising imports, falling exports, that's the definition of a larger trade deficit.
There's another way the tax cuts are making the trade deficit worse. All that money the government's borrowing, it's got to come from somewhere. Emily Blanchard teaches economics at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business.
If the government wants to borrow more, either it's going to come from within the U.S. or outside the U.S.
If it all came from inside the U.S., that would hurt economic growth. What's the point of a tax cut pumping money into the economy if government borrowing sucks it right back out? So some of that money has to come from foreigners.
And where do they get those dollars from?
Mary Lovely is professor of economics at Syracuse University.
They get those dollars from Americans who want to buy their goods and services.
If the government needs dollars from foreigners, then foreigners need dollars from American consumers. And foreigners get those dollars when American consumers buy foreign goods, also known as imports. The trade deficit gets worse as the government borrows to pay for its tax cuts.
This administration has two policies that are fighting each other.
Lovely says just about every American economist predicted this, and now it's happening. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.